Lucy. I sit in circle with my latest seminar group, held at the Quaker Meeting Hall. The light pouring in the tall windows and the quiet space reminds me of Rosemary's mud sanctuary. Will Rosemary be a Quaker? Peter Block said that the desire for comfort, ease, wealth, the desire for control, the balancing of individual greed with community interest is a tension throughout human history. What do you think about this quote? Asks Lucy. I don't like it, says John. I'm more interested in practical answers. The word is a concrete place, and the most important kind of profound questions are the practical ones to me. So you think the focus on profound questions might be only an intellectual exercise? Yeah, that's it, says John. Anyone else? I agree. I don't know what Block means by profound questions. He might be sincere or he might be blowing smoke, says a woman in the second row. Okay, let's try the second one by Thomas Carlyle. Every noble work is at first impossible. What does that mean to you? I like this one more. To me, it means don't give up. You will find a way once you get into it. How do you define what noble work is, I ask. Let's take 10 minutes for a writing exercise. Pick one of the quotes and write whatever comes to your mind about it. I take a break while they write. John is with Michael and Frank today, and even better, I slept last night, so I feel well rested, but coffee is still my friend. When we come back, I get them to pass their writing to the left, and people read excerpts that inspire them. People's writing is full of their passion for making the world a better place, which is exactly what I hope for. This study group is going well. After months of teaching in the collaborative style of the University of the Future, I think this might be something I can do. How about this one? If we don't change the direction we are going, we are likely to end up where we are heading. I look around. I think the lesson of this quote is sinking into the faces around me. Where are we heading? Let's set a frame for the writing you do this week at home. Close your eyes and let images come to you. The group settles in to see the words in their mind. Here's where we might be heading. Global warming, the oceans rising, animals becoming extinct, the gap between the rich and poor increasing, our healthcare and politics gradually eroding and becoming assimilated to an American standard that most Canadians abhor. Food insecurity, the production of food getting separated from local life, it coming from elsewhere and not something we know how to provide for ourselves. We can get wrapped up in this tragedy, in the problems, or we can get focused on seeing where the solutions are already popping up like seedling trees after a forest fire, whose cones opened up from the heat. Spend some time writing the worries. Then take another piece of paper out and write down solutions. You can brainstorm new ones, but don't forget about the ones we already know about. How can we support them, like sprouts, and make sure they get compost and sunlight and rain?